Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Christine. How may I help you today?
Yeah, hi. I just had a question for you, for somebody. Sorry.
Okay.
All of a sudden, I've been getting my packages from you guys because I subscribe to your, Build the Enterprise D subscription, and I subscribe to the Star Trek Universe, and, oh, crap, what's the other one? Just the regular Starship collection. Out of nowhere, I've been required to have to sign for my packages for some reason. Does that have anything to do with the label you guys might put on it before shipping it out? Because for the last 2.5 years, I've never had to do that, and I've missed several shipments because of that.
Give me just 1 second. Let me just take a quick look if somebody else is having the same issue and to see if it's something new that was put out.
I know, because I'm part of the, there's a big Facebook group that has like thousands of people. I know, I've seen several other posts of people having the same issue, and they said they don't know why it's suddenly like that.
Give me 1 second, okay?
You're okay. Take your time.
Let me just take a quick look.
I just had a package delivered about 10 minutes
ago.
In the store, my dog, if my dog wouldn't have barked, I wouldn't have known it was there, and he would have went off with it again.
So you're right. There is people. It seems to be something the carrier is doing, because we're not requiring signatures, and the warehouse is looking into it. It just seemed to randomly happen.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, because my last three shipments, I missed them, and I've had to go pick them up. And the one, I mean, obviously it's not your guys' fault, but you know, the one is like an $1,800 subscription, and I hate for it to get lost, you know, and I was like, well, I'll give you guys a call and see if you guys might know anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's looking like it's
must just be the United States Postal Service. It's just weird that they randomly applied that onto the packages, you know?
Yeah.
So should I mean, do you know if I should call them and ask them about it, or maybe...
You can call your local carrier again. I know that the warehouse is checking into it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm reading as I...
No, you're good. You're good. Right now, you've told me more than I already know so far about it.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of threw me off guard having to... Because I work 3 to 11, and sometimes my packages don't get here till after 3, you know, and I'm like, well, crap.
Yeah, I understand. I really hate signing for packages as well. Sometimes I don't mind, especially if I know if it's a super, super expensive order. And
it was just weird because, like I said, I've been a subscriber for like 3 years almost, and it just started happening. And I thought, what the heck?
Yeah, it looks like it's been happening, and it's just something the carrier is doing. So you could probably call your carrier and see if they'll change the issue or give you more information on why they started doing that.
Okay.
But again, that warehouse is looking into it.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate it a lot. Thank you very
much. Oh, you're so welcome. Not a problem at all. Anything else I can help you with?
Nope, that should be it. Oh, wait, yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Another reason I called. the package that I had just got, I just received it. It was part of my Star Trek Starships subscription. I had already got this shipment or this model a long time ago, and I got charged for it again in my subscription and got received the same one. I got this model like almost a year and a half ago, and I got charged for it, and then they sent me the same one again.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
I'm going to have to probably send an escalations email so that they can get back in touch with you because of how long ago that last subscription or that last package was sent.
Yeah.
Give me just 1 second here, okay?
Okay.
What's your account number on that one?
Account number...
What's your, is this a phone number linked to your account?
Yes, it is.
The 563?
Would it be my customer number?
Here, I'll just look it up on your phone number.
All right, thank you.
Hang on. It's so slow.
Oh, you're fine. I'm just sitting here.
Okay. What's your first name, last name, and address on the account?
Dan Sexton and 313 22nd Place, Clinton, Iowa.
Excellent. Okay. Which are we? We're talking about the Star Trek ship collection?
Yes. Yep.
Give it a minute again. It's got to pull it all up.
The last one was like $22.85, and I, like I said, I got this one a while ago, but I got charged and sent it again. But by the time I got the email notification, it already said that it shipped.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're so quick, and then sometimes you can't get them quick enough.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
Okay. Which one did you duplicate?
I just got the, it's the Andorian battle cruiser, I think is what it is.
Do you know what the ship date was on it?
Ship date was, I have the email here. Hold on a second. The ship date I have was May 20th. Or I got the... Yep, shipment confirmation, May 20th. Kumari Andorian Battlecruiser.
I see it.
Yep.
And you got that one back in 2019?
Yes, I believe so, yes. It's been a year or two or something like that. I just didn't want a repeat of getting charged ones that I had already gotten by accident in case there was some kind of a glitch or something going on.
Okay, hang on. Just give me a second while I get this cleared up.
Nope, you're fine.
Okay. And you were charged for it?
Yes, I was. $22.85.
Okay.
Didn't mean to make anything complicated on
you. Oh, no. You're fine. You're just fine. I'm getting you... I have the ship and everything. I just, my, this system is just so slow sometimes.
I subscribe to the Enterprise D build as well. And I, about a week or two ago, I was told my shipment was sent out, but I still haven't gotten it yet. There's still no tracking number or anything that says that one's shipped either. So I was gonna ask about that too.
Okay. Just give me 1 second. Let me finish this one. Everybody always does this. It's like, I just have one question when I call. Know. And then it's, wait a minute, well, 7 questions later.
Oh, shit. How's she going to hate me? I know what it's like trying to work computer systems and stuff like that. It sucks because they never want to cooperate for nothing.
The Camorian Andrian, oh God, if I'm butchering these names, I'm sorry.
Dorian, you're good.
The Corian Andrian battle cruiser, correct?
Yes.
This is going to take a minute, okay?
Nope, you're perfectly fine.
Just because of how long ago the other order was.
Right.
Did you get the order from another shop or anything?
No, I've only ever bought them all from you guys. And it's only been through the subscription, I know. For the most part, because I have there's a couple of them like the shop specials and stuff that you guys have as well online. I've bought those outside of the subscription, but those are about the only ones that I've had. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, if it's not, it's no big deal. I just didn't want it, like, maybe, because I know how computer systems, they get glitches, and sometimes stuff doesn't move forwards in them. I just didn't want to, keep getting charged for something that I had already had in case something went wrong with the subscription online or something like that, you know?
I'm trying to see if you were skipped somewhere, and hang on, okay, just bear with me a minute. I gotta look through some stuff here. Okay. So what's going on is that subscriptions can't ship something that's already been shipped or scripted. So somewhere that means issue 37 was never shipped in this subscription before today.
Huh. Okay. I mean, like I said, it's no big deal. I just didn't know if there was a glitch and it somehow put me back to, you know what I mean, back further in the subscription somehow, you know. I mean, I'm fine with it, but I just wanted to call and make sure, you know, I just didn't keep getting, you know, charged for stuff that I had already subscribed for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. You can't. If it's a subscription, it's just they were either missed and it wasn't shipped until today. Or you forgot to skip if you already had purchased it outside of the subscription.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. And like, so that's fine. I just wanted to make sure there was no little errors or anything going on through there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, it's looking fine. I mean, I went through the whole thing, even though I really didn't have to, apparently, but I did. And it looks fine.
Another phone call from an angry customer or something, maybe we can look at it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't mind at all. As long as you're nice to me, then I'm like, cool, let's figure it out. What was the other question?
It was, I subscribed to the Enterprise D build, and I think I did the premium, I think it's called the premium subscription for it or something. Like, it had a premium charge on it. I was just wondering if my next shipment of that my chance. I got an email on April 9th that it was shipped, and I had never gotten it.
Why am I not seeing?
Oh, go away.
Aw.
She's always behind the couch chewing on my hair. I don't know why she does that. Oh, man.
Hang on.
Hope you're fine. I do have the account number for the Enterprise D build if you do need that by any chance.
Yeah, I probably will. Just give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to need the account number because it's not coming. Why can't I see? I should be able to see it right here. I see all your completed stuff. I just have the one that's coming up for the uncompleted, which is the Starship Collection.
Yeah, it's it says the RE account number for it is 282-56-130-032. Yeah, because it's Star Trek Enterprise D build up shipment confirmation.
It's loading.
You're all right. I know somebody had said something somewhere where you guys had like shipped or changed warehouses or something like that or something. Or got a different warehouse. I don't know. So I read that somewhere.
Yeah, we definitely did get a new warehouse. So shipments have been a little backwards and forwards right now, but it is going to be a way better warehouse than what we were working with.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's just working out the kinks and switching it over in the beginning, you know?
Getting it functional.
Yeah, exactly. The ledger's loading. Hang on. I need to see that it's been shipped, but I like to go by the ledger and what it's saying. Come on, little guy.
I got the email. It was April 29th is when I got it. And I was like, well, it's been a while. I should probably call on it. Usually I'm real patient, but it just kind of had me a little nervous because it's like an $1,800 subscription, you know, for the whole
thing. Yeah. Uh-huh. And you got a confirmation saying it was shipped April 29th. Interesting, because this is...
Confirmation, yep, and then it gave me a number for it.
Come on, just load.
Don't you hate that, waiting on the other side of the phone, and then you're like, oh my God, this guy's probably getting tired of me. I just know because I used to work in a call center, so whenever I couldn't get something to load, I was on the other side, and I always felt like, oh, my God, this guy doesn't know what I'm doing or something like that. You know?
I'll tell you, my computer froze. There it goes. Okay. April 29th, confirmed. Let's see. Let's pull up this tracking. Looks like it's in Melrose Park, Illinois, on May 24th. So today it arrived in Melrose, Illinois.
Oh, sweet. Okay, well, I guess I guess that's all I had for questions.
Yeah.
About that. So patient and everything with me.
Oh, no. Thank you for being patient with me. But, yeah, it says May 24th. It arrived at 1:36 a.m. Melrose Park, Illinois.
Oh, okay. Awesome. All right. Well, I appreciate it a lot, and I think that's all I have for questions.
Awesome. Well, you're always welcome to call back. You know, I don't mind people who are nice. But, yeah. That's where it's at. So it should be there any minute. And then I see your next two have actually gone to a warehouse.
Okay, I got the email, or the, because usually I can check my bank statements and it'll put like a hold for the certain amount for it.
Yep.
Okay, I saw that.
Yep.
All right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So at least they'll be kind of back to back. Sorry about the last one kind of taking a little bit of time, but.
Oh, I used to work for the Postal Service, for the USPS for a short
time. Oh, God. And they're so bad right now with everything that's been going on.
Couldn't pay me $40 an hour to go back and work for those guys. It was 9 o'clock at night in a blizzard delivering some lady Dixie cups from Amazon. And I was like, you know, all right. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. And thank you for calling the Eagle Moss. You enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.